till our last breath. And the way Prabhupada set it up, so wonderful, so exciting. I feel joyful every day, actually, to chant here, having darshan of the deity. Five things you do to remain vibrant devotee, Prabhupada said. So these are like very exciting. So today is Chaitanya Charitamrita, relevant to incarnation. So we are going to sing this simple song that we sing every day in Mayapur. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Daya Karamore. 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 Toma Vina Kedayalo Jagata Samsare. Patita pavana hetu tavaya avatar. Patita pavana hetu tavaya avatar. Moshama patita prabhu na paibe. Prabhu Nitananda Premananda Sukhi. Aha Prabhu Nitananda Premananda Sukhi. Kripa Balokana Kara Yami Baradu. Kripa Balo Kana Kara Yami Baradu. Daya Kara Sita Pati Adaita Gosai. Daya Kara Sita Pati Adaita Gosai. Tava Kripa Bale Pai Chaitanya Nitai. Tava Kripa Bale Pai Chaitanya Nitai. Ahasarupa Sanatana Rupa Raghunam Bhata Yoga Sri Jivaham Prabhu Lokanam. Aha Saru Sanatana Rupa Raghunam Bhata Yoga Sri Jivaha Prabhu Lokanam. Daya Kara Sri Acharya Prabhu Srinivas रामचंद्र संगमागे नरोत्तम दास दया कर सियाचार्य चंद्र संग मागे हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे जय प्रभुपद जय प्रभुपद जय प्रभुपद जय प्रभुपद जय प्रभुपद गुरुदेव 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 जय जय गुरुदेव जय गुरुदेव गुरुदेव जय जय गुरुदेव जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस पुरी अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय नमाचार्य श्रीलोदास ठाकुर की जय प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद की जय श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गौ गोपीनाथ श्यामकुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की जय वृंदावन मथुरा धाम की जय मायापुर नवद्वीप धाम की जय जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय अलाचुआ न्यू रमन रीति धाम की जय श्रीमद् भागवतम क्लास की जय श्रील प्रभुपाद गुरु पूजा की जय श्री श्री राधा श्याम सुंदर कृष्ण बलराम गौरनिताय दर्शनार्थी की जय गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि बोल All glories to the assembled devotees, Hare Krishna. All glories to the assembled devotees, Hare Krishna. All glories to the assembled devotees, Hare Krishna. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद सो वी आर सर्विंग श्री चैतन्य चरितामृत मद्दलीला देयर आर फोर चैप्टर Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealed our relationship. Relationship is not a word, it is a substance. So first, philosophically, we have to understand who is who is Supreme Lord, and who we are, and what is this material nature, and what is our relationship by our eternal function, by our eternal nature, by our eternal position. Three way. Who Krishna, what is his position, what is his function, and what is his nature. And similarly with the material nature, and same thing with their soul. And these three activity or three components, that what makes the substance or the personality, whether it's a soul or supreme soul or his energy. These three subject comes from the ghatan or structure of the substance. And this is what Bhagavatam second verse explains. Vedam vastavam atru vastu. So this is where in the middle. So I made a few questions to understand this. Who is avatar? Why and how one call one personality avatar, the word avatar? And Prabhupada gave it plenty of reference. I'll just bring some. And how do we identify who is avatar? And what is the function of the avatar? And why need avatar? So with that note, we are in the middle of the section. I'm sure Mother Gaurangi Devi thinks before she assigns who should speak what. Because this is in the middle of the big discussion. Is that 254? 350. Okay. This is a very nice, the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu reveals, first of all, avatar, what they will not say. In other words, these two verses we are going to cover, one external symptom and one is internal symptom. So this is first external. We can recite together the first one. Well, it has a purpose, so we will do responsibly. Avatara.
Avatara.
The actual incarnation of Godhead. Nahi.
Never.
Kahe.
Says.
Ami avatara. I am an incarnation. Muni, the great sage Mahamuni Vyasdeva. Sabajani, knowing all past, present, and future. Kare Lakshana Vichara. Describes the symptoms of the avatars. Avatara nahi kahe ami avatara. Muni sabha jani kare lakshana vichara. Avatar nahi kahe ami avatar. Muni sab jani kare lakshana vichara. Avatar nahi kahe ami avatar. Muni sab jani kare lakshana vichara. Please chant.
Avatara nahi kahe ami avatar.
Avatara nahi kahe ami avatar.
Muni
sab jani kare lakshana vichara. Avatar nahi kahe ami avatar.
Muni
sab
सब जानी कहे लक्षण विचार अवतार नाही कहे आमी अवतार मुनि सब जानी कहे लक्षण विचार
मदर्स
अवतार नाही कहे आमी अवतार मुनि सब जानी करे लक्षण विचार अवतार नाही कहे आमी अवतार मुनि सब जानी कहे लक्षण विचार
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation: An actual incarnation of God never says, "I am God," or "I am an incarnation of God." The great sage Vyasadeva, knowing all, has already recorded the characteristics of the avatars in the shastras. In this verse, it is clearly stated that a real incarnation of God never claims to be a real incarnation. According to the system, it is clearly stated that real incarnation of God never claims to be real incarnation. According to the symptoms described in the Shastra, one can understand who is an avatar and who is not. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. We are covering one more verse, 355. Jashyavat, we'll do together. Jashyavatara jnate sharireshu asharirana. तै तै अतल्ला अतिशाय वीर्जय देहीशु असंगतै Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. The Lord does not have a material body, yet He descends among human beings in His transcendental body as an incarnation. Therefore, it is very difficult for us to understand who is an incarnation. Only by His extraordinary prowess and uncommon activities, which are impossible for embodied living entities, can only partially understand the incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is quotation from Srimad Bhagavatam 10.10.34. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Genanjana Salakaya चक्षुरन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोविष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति शपदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगना रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादां सहगना ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च नमो ओम विष्णुपदाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनीति नाम्ने नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे वंचाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः
श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तबिंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे
बिकॉज आई एम ट्राइंग टू अंडरस्टैंड हाउ टाइम वर्क्स For me, I always have a little challenge. I'm serious, like I always have a challenge. 2 hours class in D-Land went to 5 hours and I really didn't know how. So here also I go a little over what I wanted to speak. So I'm going to focus on 2 things. Srila Prabhupada actually asked a question in inauguration or groundbreaking ceremony of Mumbai temple, well, it used to be Bombay at that time, Bombay temple. Mahamsa Swami, I don't know how many of you know, Mahamsa Swami, oh you know, very good. He stepped down from his sannyas, but he told me personally a beautiful story. He's an Indian, but he's a Persian Indian. And he was there. So Prabhupada asked a question on the groundbreaking ceremony. How do you accept Krishna as a Supreme Lord? And then he again asked, I mean there was no temple, you know groundbreaking ceremony everybody knows, it's just a dirt, some dig, and you may put Ananta Shesha if you have, but at that time they did ceremony. So then Prabhupada asked, another question related to that. So why do you accept Krishna as a Supreme Lord? So before that, I'll tell you a little story Dravida Prabhu told me. After Prabhupada left, in 78, his godbrother Srila Sridhar Maharaj said, Prabhupada is a incarnation of Krishna. Now we know about Brahmananda Maharaj's and Vishnujan Swami's, their story. But maybe you didn't hear this story, but anyway, Sridhar Maharaj is a very eloquent speaker and he's very taptagya amongst Prabhupada's godbrother beside Prabhupada, after Prabhupada. So Satsarup Maharaj immediately sent Dravida Prabhu and some other scholar to find out how is this. Anybody would like to guess? It's true what he says. It's in Chaitanya Chaitamrita. Because whenever there is a challenge, we should remember that how powerful Prabhupada is. This one verse is enough. Kali Yuga Dharma Nama Sankirtan Krishna Shakti Vina Nahe Tar Pravartan. You can repeat after me. Kali Yuga Dharma Nama Sankirtan Krishna Shakti Vina Nahe tar pravartan. One has to be, I'm translating my way, Prabhupada translated difference. I don't remember the English translation, but I'm aware of the word. Huh? The Kali Yuga Dharma, in this Kali Yuga, the only religion is to have a congregational chanting. Congregational chanting doesn't mean just bunch of people together. Congregational chanting means there has to be some relationship with the Lord who you glorify. In 7th canto, 1st chapter, in the 4 verse, Prabhupada write, there is a 2 types of singing. One is glorifying Krishna through speaking, and one is singing His glory with the instrument.
So when we say bhajan or singing, doesn't mean like only chanting Hare Krishna. Means you glorifying. Even chanting Hare Krishna is actually glorifying Krishna, not just verbalizing some English word, H-A-R-E or K-R-S-N. Otherwise, it will not produce substantial result. Holy name is always pure. Holy name is always pure. But holy name is pure, but the chanter perceived through a consciousness where it creates namabhas, namakshara, namaparad, and then suddhanam. Holy name is like a full moon, but sometimes we see crescent, half moon, no moon, new moon, because our location to the same thing. Holy name is always pure, but the chanter, what kind of dirty consciousness is there to approach this pure holy name? It creates difference word of the holy name or different level of holy name manifestation. So I will give you I'm sure you all thought about it many times, but there is a beautiful explanation in Harinam Chintamani. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu empowered Bhaktivinoda Thakur to say such a wonderful. This verse goes, Tumi to chinmaya surya tumara sarup, sampurna chinmaya tatta ei rup. Sarvatra chinmaya tava sri vigrahaya, namadhama lila tava sampurna chinmaya. Tava mukha nam tumate abhinna, jariya vastu nam jaruhaite bhinna. So those who are listening online, in case if you wonder, you can go in 11th chapter, Harinam Chintamani. This verse is beautifully explained. I memorize this because it is important. When we chant, when Bhagavan Das asked that question, even Prabhupada answered it in English, but I could not grasp it. I asked many senior devotees also about it. So Bhagavan Das asked Prabhupada, in the temple we are chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, how the result is produced? So Prabhupada replied, I'm paraphrasing his letter, that when someone chants, he connects to the absolute truth. Proportion to his conscious acceptance, the result will be produced. Would you like to guess what Prabhupada said? Proportion to your conscious acceptance. What does that mean? So some devotee says, Jayadeva Maharaj, different sannyasis said, well, how much faith you have? And someone said, well, how much realization you have? Because Prabhupada, the way Prabhupada writes it, proportion to your conscious acceptance will produce the result. Of course, you can draw many meaning of that. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur in the 11th Harinam Chintamani says, when a person chanting, first of all, some pre-qualification has to be there. That holy name is not a product of this world. It is not a sound vibration of material sound. Only it comes down from Golok Vrindavan. Even though I am uttering here Hare Krishna, but it comes down from Golok Vrindavan, the pure name. When I have understood or realized, Prabhupada said, understood means stand under, means you should chant under somebody, not otherwise not understood. This is Prabhupada's own English. I heard one lecture. He said, understood means stand under, understand means. That means you have to be always under guidance you are chanting, not just Hare Krishna, no. Thank you, Prabhupada, for allowing me to serve the holy name. This under guidance attitude has to be there. Then Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes, the name that we are chanting, that name has a relationship. If name doesn't have a relationship, and if it is not eternal relationship, then you are not approaching the supreme absolute name. So if you say, God is Srishtikarta, oh, that's the name of God, that's true. The Lord of this world. That's also true. But when this world annihilates, what happened to the Lord? You don't focus. So do not utter, we don't chant Gauna Naam, we chant Mukha Naam. Mukha Naam means that every word has a relationship with the devotees, with the associate in Golok Vrindavan. If any name doesn't have a relationship, it is not a Mukha Naam, it is not a principal name. It is not an original Swayam name. That's one. Tava Mukha Naam Tumate Abhinna. And that name is inseparable from Krishna. But if you say Srishtikarta, I mean there is many names. If you say, even one purport Prabhupada writes, if one is chanting only Garbhadakshaya Vishnu, Shiradakshaya Vishnu, they will not go to spiritual world. I was like scared. So that's the name of Krishna. But name of Krishna is here, related to this world. We are chanting Krishna's name, Hare Krishna, Mahamantra. What do we say? Golokera Premadhana, Harinama Sankirtana. We do not say this name is just here, was just coming from here. No, it's Golokera Premadhana. Prabhupada put that way. So he said, when we have a strong desire, under guidance, strong desire to serve the name, that name from Golok Vrindavan will appear in the soul first, will permeate the whole body, then come on the tip of the tongue and will dance. This is exactly how holy name appear. Now, in this two sloka, it talks about avatar. Prabhupada said many definitions, but mostly he said avatar means descending or coming down. So now if you go to 4.8 in Bhagavad Gita, in purport, Prabhupada put two slokas. 4.8, the famous verse, before that, Jada Jada Hi Dharmasya, I mean even the Hindi movie has those songs, I mean those slokas. Did you ever hear that? Yeah, thank you. I heard that too. Paritranaya sadunam vinashaya duskitam. I mean like a lot of beautiful music even they put. Those two verses. In 4.8, Prabhupada put two Chaitanya Charitamrita verses. Explain about the incarnation. So it says that all the incarnation has an origin, existence in spiritual world. They do not take a form here. They descend down from Vaikuntha or Mahavaikuntha and come down. In that sense, Krishna is also avatar. Because if you look at the verse, Srishti Hetu, yes, Srishti Hetu Vishya Avatar Nam Dhare, Mayatito Parabhume Sabar Avastam means they are all existing in Vaikuntha, spiritual world. They only come down. Then Prabhupada writes, even Supreme Lord comes down, so their name is avatar. Of course, Krishna is avatari, but avatar in a sense, it assigned to anybody who comes down from spiritual world. Now, on resolving Prabhupada's his incarnation, so when Sridhar Maharaj quoted that verse, then Dravida Prabhu told me that he was scrutinizing that verse, and then Maharaj explained that according to that verse, actually Prabhupada is 100% Shaktavesh avatar. There is no doubt. Okay, that was not a Vishnu Tattva, but it was nice. Nicely quoted. And we should always remember that verse. In a sense, if somebody ever challenged, well, any pure devotee, no, there is a big difference between pure devotee and Prabhupada. Because it is him who actually has that potency, three potency together, according to that verse, that diffuse the heart of conditioned soul and brings them to the lotus feet of Krishna. Prabhupada was, yes, we glorify Prabhupada, but Prabhupada was not bringing the soul to his lotus feet. He was bringing the soul to lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Radha Krishna. Of course, we go through him. That is the proper. But there is a big difference. Big difference with the Mayavadis and others. So that's how Prabhupada is Shaktavesavata. Now I'll go to this. I was thinking also to put Lord Ramchandra's pastimes. Lord Ramchandra's pastime, it was a very much challenged whether he was the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Would you like to guess who was the challenge first? Garuda himself. Garuda himself, he's an eternal associate. How can he ever doubt? Well, Ram and Lakshman, I'm just giving you a brief. Ram and Lakshman was entrapped in Mahiravan's place by the snakes. And Hanumanji saw the billions of snakes. He said, it can be removed immediately if Garuda comes here, because all the snakes are eternally afraid of Garuda. So Hanumanji went to Garuda and mentioned, hey, the Lord needs your help. Now, until that day, of course, Garuda is eternal. He said, how can God needs help? Hanumanji, wait, explain me. Always the conditioned soul needs help, and I carry the Lord on my back. How can you say the Lord needs my help? It doesn't make any sense. Hanumanji said, I don't have a time to discuss this. I have to go on the service. So then Garuda went to immediately to Brahmaji. Brahmaji understood already. They have a high perspective. Brahmaji said, I am about to start a new session, so I don't have a time to answer. You can go somewhere else. So he went to Lord Shiva, who is his guru. Lord Shiva says, I know why you have come, but only person can answer, not me. You go to Bhushandi. Now, why send Bhushandi? I'm sure you all heard Bhushandi. Bhushandi is the crow. He's a pure devotee, just like Garuda. But they have bird species, there is a higher status also and lower. Garuda is like a very high, like a Brahmana. And crow is like a Sudra. For him it was, of course he is eternal associate, but still, why can't I know whether Lord Ram is Supreme Lord or not? Why do I have to go to Bhushandi? He was so disturbed, he could not, instead of going to help and serve the Lord, he was like overwhelmed with his doubts. Of course he finally went to the Bhushandi and Bhushandi expressed. There are many pastimes actually anyway, he got result. I cannot go in details on the stories because it will take a long time. Another one was Parashuram. Is Parashuram also avatar? But Parashuram challenge on Lakshman and Ram. So they are not incarnation. One incarnation challenge another incarnation. How they resolve. Very interesting. If we have time, because I want to finish first Prabhupada's explanation. So Prabhupada did not say six way, but I took from that lecture, from that explanation, the six things required to see the identity of a avatar or incarnation. So when Prabhupada was sitting with all the devotees, he said, so how do you know Krishna is Supreme Lord? And some of the brahmachari at that time told Prabhupada, you said Krishna is Supreme Lord. Prabhupada said, who am I? You are our spiritual master. Then Prabhupada said, that's good. But I need more. It's required more. So I was asking for Mahansa Maharaj. I said, at that time he was a sannyasi. In 82, I was manager in Mayapur and he used to come. He was a GBC of Hyderabad. So I said, is Prabhupada's opinion is not enough? He said, later on he understood that Prabhupada trying to say that there are so many bogus guru, the guru can also say he's God. Like one of them is Shaiva. I mean, I should not say that, but Shaiva did claim he's
incarnation of Krishna. That doesn't mean he is incarnation of Krishna. So Guru's opinion is not enough according to that pastime. Prabhupada said, anything more? Would anyone would like to guess? I'll tell you what the six I found from that discussion. Then another devotee says, if anybody has, you can raise hand, or I'll just keep on going of the time, otherwise I'm fighting with the time. Then next, some devotee says that Prabhupada, other authorities also agreed. So that's very good. Like who? Then Prabhupada quoted Shankaracharya. He's a Mayavad, but he's the head of the Mayavad. He says, Narayana para abhyaktat. Bhaja Govindam, Bhaja Govindam, Muramate. Many verses actually he glorified Krishna, that he is the Supreme Lord. He said that Narayana is beyond this material. He did not say product of this world. Even though Mayavadi considered Supreme God is a product of Sattagun. What is Mayavadi consider about the soul? Who are you? When Brahman comes in contact with Rajagun, passion, becomes the soul. When Brahman, Nirvishesh Brahman, comes in contact with Sattagun, takes the form of God. Actually, you can look at it. Bhagavatam 7.2.7 or 8. That verse, Hiranyaksha gave a speech, funeral speech, eulogy. And there, how he is identified as a big Mayavadi, Hiranyakashipu, on Hiranyaksha's funeral speech. From that verse alone, he says that the God gave up his compassionate nature and he took shelter of Maya and took the form of pig. You know who is the pig? Barahadev. And killed my brother. I am going to kill that pig or that god. And with that blood, I'm going to do the funeral ceremony of my brother. That was Hiranyakashipu's funeral speech. So, then Prabhupada says, any other acharya? Then other says, we don't remember the quote, but all the four acharyas, Ramanuja acharya, Madhva acharya, Vishnu Sami, and Kumaras, they all accepted Lord Krishna is the supreme origin. That is true. So that's good. So first is, your guru has to say Krishna is the Supreme Lord, and then other authorities. Then Prabhupada says something more.
That's the beginning of the scriptures.
Very good. Very intelligent. Good. Then Prabhupada says, that's good. Do you know? Then one of the sannyasis says, in Bhagavad Gita. And Brahmaji, what is Brahma Sangita says about Krishna? Come on, the famous verse. Ishara Parama Krishna Sachida. Parama Krishna, Supreme God is Krishna. Ishara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigra. So like this, very nice. Prabhupada says, that's very nice. This is spoken by Brahmaji. Another verse you should memorize also, because you may face a lot of Shiva Bhakta, not only with the Indians. I know the 64 people, Wilston has a Shiva follower. 64 Western people, Shiva follower. I went there to speak because I have some relationship with the head. Nice man, Chris. So they do a lot of meditation on Shiva. Shiva says, Aradhananam Sarvesam Vishnur Aradhanam Param. Amongst all worshipping, Vishnu, Supreme Krishna is the origin or ultimate worship. So Shiva, we should also memorize those. It's important. So that was three. First, Guru. Second is authority. Third is scriptures. Fourth, Prabhupada said something more. I love that lecture actually Prabhupada made. If we constantly think like this, how Balaram is Supreme Lord, how Krishna is Supreme Lord, how Lord Chaitanya, you can find thousands of references, and it really brings our faith very strong.
so strong that nothing can move. So fourth, any other? By the incarnation's activities. Yeah. Before that, that's very good. Thank you. Before that, Prabhupada said, did Krishna declare that he is Supreme God? Yes. Where? 7.7. Krishna says, Matta parataranam nat kinchid asti dananjaya. There is no incarnation equal or above. That is his supremacy. It's like a bully god, you know, like very powerful. Very nice. Then many other places, 9.24, Aham Isarvajigyanam, Bhuktacha Prabhurevacha, I'm the supreme enjoyer, I'm the supreme controller, and if you don't accept, you will fall down and stay here in this material world. That's like a bully god talk, Krishna, really talk. Few verses, 10.8, those are very powerful, Krishna established. That's why Bhagavad Gita is special, because Veda, not Krishna boldly established. Bhagavad Gita, Krishna boldly established his position. So wonderful. And then fifth one that Mother Sudevi says, very nice. Then Prabhupada says, okay, he said it. Bible did not say. I checked Bible. I checked Quran. Muhammad or Allah did not say, I am the supreme origin. The name of God is there. But Krishna boldly said, I am the supreme origin. This is very extraordinary, powerful word. You can look at any, even Granth Sahib, the Sikh Sampradaya, no such thing ever discussed. They have a mention that Vishnu is God, but Vishnu himself claiming or Krishna himself claiming is only in our scripture, very boldly. Then the fourth one was that, this was the fourth one. The fifth one, what Mother Sudevi says, then Prabhupada says, did Krishna exhibit this? He said he is Supreme Lord, but did he exhibit this? Because somebody can claim also, I am Supreme Lord, he may get million people, if he can bribe $1 million, I don't know, they may promote him for a temporary. Did Krishna exhibit this, that he is Supreme Origin? Sure. How? Universal form. Pinky, very good. Pinky, the Govardhan. Govardhan. See, when Kongsho heard about Govardhan Leela, you know what he says? It's in Nectar Devotion. He said to Akrura, other day somebody was talking about Akrura, I forgot. Says, and also to Uddhava, why you accept Nanda Maharaj's son as supreme? He killed a water marcus and he picked up a pebble. He thinks Govardhan is a little pebble or something. Now, in Krishna's presence, Kongsho did not accept him because their view is like this. Even though he knows 28 kilometer Govardhan, you know, circumambulation. And how can you say it's like a pebble? Because he's so envious. Whenever I'm envy to someone, every good thing they do, I try to minimize every moment like this. It's so horrible, the mentality. So it's very interesting. Kongsho did not become devotee. You know, I was speaking Bhagavad Gita the other day on the Zoom, that there's a three level. We can see one level in Bhagavad Gita, we see there is a purpose driven and pleasure resolved, you can say. Krishna wanted to pursue Arjuna to finally act on his behalf as a servant, and he did successful. Ultimately, 1873, you can see, 1873, Arjuna says, was that? Nasta maha smiti labda tat prasadat maya vachyata sthitasmi gata sandaya karishye vachanam tava. I'm ready to do as you wish. He didn't say I will fight. Because fight, if he says he's going to fight or don't fight, both are false ego. I'm ready to do as you wish. This is a surrender soul. So that's one way to look at it. Another way to look at it, Sanjaya and Dhritarashtra also conversing Bhagavad Gita. While Krishna and Arjuna conversing, same time. Sanjaya made success for himself. Rishyami, I was so happy, he said, I'm overwhelmed just by thinking the Lord's discussion. And he was trembling and he was joyful. 1877, Sanjaya was expressing. But what was unsuccessful? Dhritarashtra also heard it. Heart did not change. Nothing changed. He remained still non-devotee. Till his last breath even. Prabhupada says, his guru Vidura was disappointed that he could not give him Krishna pan, Krishna consciousness. Even though he conversed with Krishna, he had a feeling for Krishna also. That's interesting. Because he had an enviousness to the Pandavas. Never got deprived. Very interesting. So the last one, Prabhupada says something. So let's check. First one was, somebody help me. In order to identify Krishna as Supreme Personality Godhead, first one is
Guru.
Second, other authorities. We should meditate. Who said it? Isn't Bhagavad Gita purport? Prabhupada put this. Isn't Chaitanya Chaitanya? Third, scriptures. Very good. Fourth, Krishna declared himself. Very good. Fifth, he demonstrated, very good, activities. His activity proved it. When Brahmaji went to see the Lord in Dwarka, and the security guard, or not security guard, Krishna's assistant says, the Brahmaji is here. Oh, ask him which Brahma. That was like overwhelming to Brahma. He didn't even want to hear Krishna first. He wanted to remove his doubt. So there he saw also unlimited universes. Unlimited Brahmas, unlimited Shivas are there, in Chaitanya Chaitanya explained. And he was putting himself, or seeing himself lower, 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 lower. So these are good demonstrations. Krishna did that. 16,108 wives, Narad Muni's conversation with Rukmini Devi. Is there possibility any husband could actually do what he is doing for you? She started crying. Impossible. You cannot even imagine or dream somebody can be as good as him. So give you an example. Before I even think what I want to do to please him, he said, my dear, I have something surprise. And I said, what you have? And he takes me and he showed me beautiful pool. I was just thinking, well, I want to go to a pool. You wonder about swimming pool, like going? Its origin also in Dwarkalina. So like it's very fascinating. The Krishna, how he took care, 16,108. Not, I should not say took care, eternally taking care in Golok Vrindavan. Millions of wives, 100% satisfied. Now the sixth number, would you like to guess? I will not say it until you, somebody guess. Prabhupada said, was a striking to me. He said, you need little more. Very good. Give her a little plot. Very nice. Madhur Madhumati. Prabhupada didn't say exact word, but Prabhupada said, can you accept Krishna? Can you grow up accepting, just like a child growing up with the mother? A relationship is born. You cannot replace that mother ever from that child's relationship. How much money can I pay Jai Jagadish Prabhu to forget that you had no mother? How much money? He said, not possible. This is bond required, Prabhupada says. We have to grow every day. I mean, since I heard that lecture, I started also. I know I'm not qualified, but I start talking with Krishna, you know, a little bit. Just have to have that growing up. Any difficulty, any good time, talk to Krishna. Give him the credit. He deserves every credit, every moment. This is required. This is required. In our movement, I see there's so much conflict sometimes, you know. But we have to rise above. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says we have to rise above visual, above conceptual, above ritual. Then you can perceive. That is selfless sacrifice. That time your chanting will be pure name. It's a fact. It's a fact. Because we get disturbed or conflict by the visual ritual, what we think is right. Why not go above? It's difficult. That's why selfless sacrifice, not everybody is coming to that, but we should push each other to go that route. Time is ticking. So this is beautiful, the way Prabhupada mentioned this. Now Prabhupada didn't say six things, I'm repeating again, but I picked up from that. And I was talking to Mahasaya Mahansa Maharaj about it. He's still alive in this world. That's very nice, this 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 and 6 point, Prabhupada says. Then Prabhupada was satisfied. He said, yes, when you build that relationship and accept Krishna as your supreme master, supreme protector, then your understanding of Krishna is complete. Very nice. Okay. I did good. I have 10 more minutes. Any question, any reflection? Yes, Mother.
I don't quite understand how the last one is evidence that Krishna is God. Or
last one is, Prabhupada says, you have to accept him. Then he elaborated a little bit.
You can accept anybody.
No, no. You heard all these five things.
Uh-huh.
Still Krishna is not supreme to you, to me.
Uh-huh.
Until I accept all these five and grow up with it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. Because that's what we should be doing. Lena, I was thinking, like, I'm paying also, trying to pay attention when Prabhupada said, in our sannyas college, we teach sometimes these five things I was mentioning to remain. Prabhupada says sannyasi means inspiring the others whenever he visits to any temple. So we focus on those things like, hey, get trained, get be, act, cultivate yourself, go about. So one thing Prabhupada says, he didn't say five things, but he says, you have to have a Krishna darshan every day. You have to have a Krishna devotee association every day. Now I was talking to one devotee yesterday. He said, do I have to go to temple? I said, you don't have to, but do you look at Krishna every day? I mean, Prabhupada wants us to look at Krishna every day. I have this reference right here in that lecture. I take five things because I'm also a teacher in the Sannyas College. I'm a candidate also and teacher. So I was thinking Krishna Darshan, Krishna Bhakta Sangha, Krishna Nama Kirtan, Bhagavat Shravan, Krishna Prasad. These five things in that lecture from that. So every day, if a devotee does, he will become vibrant. So I asked him, he said, well, I have a book, I can look at Krishna's picture. I said, yes, that's good. But if you look at the temple deity, it's little more. Why? Because you see the devotee endeavor so much to dress the deities. And they are dressing their heart, Prabhupada says. When you decorate the deity, you decorate your heart. So you can see the process. Maybe painting will do, but painting you may not see every day new dress. But in the deity you see the dress every day. Now, is this avatar also? The deities are avatar? Yes or no? Yes, very good. Prabhupada said that. Archa, avatar, he said. Very nice. Yes, Mother.
I can't see the verse. But didn't it say something? Lord Chaitanya is saying that one who says their avatar, they're not, or something
not
like
avatar.
That?
Yes.
But then one of the six things is that Krishna's God has to say they are. Nobody else declared, but Krishna declared. So it seems like it's a contradiction there.
Well, no, not contradiction. For us to accept him.
But
we have to trace it that way.
But still the question is, he's saying,
yes.
And, but Krishna is saying, I am God, you know, I'm above everything, I am God.
Correct. For removing Arjuna's doubt, Arjuna's ignorance about Krishna's identity, Krishna revealed it. Krishna didn't have to, but to remove the doubt, Krishna has to reveal. To show the universal form, for what? For removing the doubts. So it's a very, that's why Gita is a very special book. You can live on Krishna eternally. It's so wonderful book. Everybody is in love with Bhagavad Gita, I feel, or they should be. Okay, thank you. Hare Krishna, Sri Prabhupada ki jai, Sri Bhagavan Krishna Chandra ki jai.